BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live, and the podcast later on today. Going to be hot today. 94 for a high. Fire danger extremely high. Way up there. So be careful, whatever you do, okay? Okay. No fires. Tote bag drop. We'll do another one on Friday. This time, Arvada. I think Spadilla and I have gotten the location already chosen.
Did you say on the group text, like, this is going to be explosive and crazy? And I was just like, I'm not even comment.
I was talking about the ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how we did good in the ratings yesterday.
We did great. We're number one. Yep. We can't do better.
Yeah, my point was, yeah, that's good, but wait till the tote bag boom kicks in for the ratings.
The tote bag effect.
I'm like, we're already number one, BJ. If you think this tote bag is going to take us over the top to,
untouchable. By the way, we were talking about Taylor Swift. We're talking about, her boyfriend, Travis. He did that GQ photo session.
Can I just say, listen, if you're that hairy, you need to get waxed. You really do. That is that. Oh, my God. Because I think Travis Kelce is a good-looking guy, but when he took his shirt off, I was like, no!
I am surprised that Taylor didn't, like, say something.
Yeah, like, wax that. It's an easy fix.
She might have said something. And don't know.
He can get lasered, too. Yeah. If you get lasered, it's permanently gone.
He's hairy.
Oh,
no doubt about
God.
It. He did this GQ shoot, and it's really goofy. It's really goofy poses.
It took 12 hours, and they did in the Everglades.
And he's soft in the belly.
Yeah. He is softer than I thought, too. I thought he
would have, like, you know, a 12-pack, six, even a pack at all.
He's got a dad bod.
Yeah, he's got, and it's kind of coming over his pants. Yeah.
So the guy that runs Barstool Sports released a statement yesterday, that Dave Portney guy.
Yeah.
He says that Travis Kelce for the NFL season is cooked, done. He will be horrible. You wait and see.
Because he hasn't been because he's soft in the belly?
No. Well, that could be part of it after seeing those pictures. But he says you can tell he's not focused.
Oh.
That all these things going on with her and with the podcast, it's like when you play in the NFL, you have to be in peak performance. Mentally, physically, you've got to be ready to go because it is such a tough league to be in. And he just doesn't see Travis getting back there.
Well, Travis Kelce actually admits that the last two NFL seasons, I'm reading this if you can't tell. Travis Kelce admits the last two NFL seasons haven't been up to his usual standards. He said he's been busy exploring acting, hosting gigs, including an Amazon game show and Netflix movie, which pulled some focus away from football. He missed his 1,000-yard mark last season for the first time since 2016, but he said this year he's going to go get him.
I hope he sucks.
What?
I'm a Bronco fan.
Yeah, I know.
Screw the Chiefs. Yeah. You know, I hope he's terrible.
So he does acknowledge that that is in fact true, but this year he's going to go get him. But I don't know. Looking at his body on that GQ, and remember, they Photoshop, okay?
Yeah.
So they took away a little bit of the softness.
Does he look in shape to you?
No.
No.
Not football shape.
Football. Uh-huh. Football begins in, 3 weeks?
Yeah, he's not
He
there.
Does not look like he's ready for that. Now, that shoot could have been, you know, May, April, who knows?
But it does look like he eats dessert.
All right.
Taylor's baking. Yeah. She's baking up a storm.
I don't know if I can bring myself to read this, so I'm going to give it to Jamie.
You know what?
Oh, boy.
How to watch and hear the new podcast today with Taylor Swift. I just can't spit out these details, folks. I'm going to go home and feel bad about myself if I'm on the air giving out how to hear Taylor.
Do you have to pay for it?
No.
Oh, you
it's
don't?
No.
Oh,
here,
it's on YouTube.
There. Look, notice how I printed that out. What happened? Did I spit on it?
Yes. Here, you do it.
Oh, man, that's a huge spot.
Hold on. Let me take that part
off. Oh, God, it's got drool on it.
It's like a splash pad at Waterworld.
That's much better. There we go. Okay, I took that part off.
Okay, all right. Let's hear.
How to watch, how to listen.
Let's see. Your podcast will premiere at 7 p.m. Eastern. It will be available to stream in full on YouTube. Fans who would prefer to listen to the show instead can do it via most podcast streamable platforms. What are platforms? Apple Podcasts. All the stuff. Fine. Okay.
So it's going to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
5 o'clock today. The numbers are going to be off the chart.
Oh, they're going to be out.
YouTube's going to crash.
Yeah.
It will.
There's
it will.
No way
it
it's
will
not
crash.
Crash.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what time are you going to watch it? Carson.
I'll be right there at 4:59 with my popcorn.
I say tomorrow morning we do a Carson feature on the podcast.
Oh, that's great. A recap.
Taylor. Yeah, the Taylor moment here. Okay. Yeah, on the because Jamie and I won't see it. No. We'll just see clips in our feed.
Right.
I'm assuming you're not going to see it. Are you setting an alarm clock or anything?
No.
I'm busy. I got frog at tutoring today, so okay. I can't see it. I got a great excuse.
Yeah.
Spadil, are you going to be there for it?
I set a reminder to watch it so that I could get the audio for it.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I don't want to, but I kind of have to. So yeah.
Somebody said, "Hey, Jamie, some women really love hairy chests. That hairy though, it's not just his chest. You have to understand, it goes down all the way, like all over his belly, around his back.
You can braid it.
You can.
Yeah, but it's that much.
I get a little bit of a hairy chest. I like that. That's fine. But this goes all the way down to, like, yeah, to the region.
Is mine sufficient?
I don't want to. Don't do that.
Let me show you. You tell me if this is the right.
Yeah, you're sufficient. It's great.
Just if it's the right amount.
It's great.
Here,
it's perfect.
Let me show.
It's lovely.
BJ and Jamie.
I swear. Man.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just trying to teach.
What are you doing? Are you on like a feed of Mutual of Omaha or something?
Listen,
Outdoor Life? What the heck are you doing over there? You've reeled off two different things to me this morning off air that I'm sitting here going, what the heck is she reading?
Because I thought they were just fascinating, like you might want to know. You know, it's not hard, it's not bad to learn.
Oh, let me ask the audience. Have you ever wondered how the orcas kill a blue whale? Because a blue whale is so big. Have you ever seen?
Let me see.
Actually, that's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I will vouch for that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Anyway, so here's how they do it.
You have him and ham agreeing with you. Shouldn't that tell you something?
You didn't know, and what's his name? Was just pretending to know. Anyway, listen, this is what they do.
No, I'm saying you talking about it is cool. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he said it is cool how they kill him. Didn't he?
I thought he did.
Okay.
No big deal.
All right, so the orcas, you guys, and they even practice this. This is what's crazy.
All right.
They practice out in the wild. They practice first. So they practice this this thing, and then they see the blue whale, and then they go and they do it. And so what they do is they all come up, like four or five of them, and they get in this little pod, and they get on top of him. They lunge on top of him, and they drown him in his blowhole.
They put it underwater.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what that would be like? That would be like me going paddleboarding with Powerball Pete and holding his head in the water.
Yeah. Or you sitting on top of me. It'd be like you sitting on top of me.
Yeah, on top of Jamie, pushing her blowhole down.
Because that's what they do. They make his blowhole, the blue whale's blowhole, go under the water until bloop, 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 and he drowns, and then they can eat him. That's insane.
And then she comes back
I'm sorry. That is cool.
It is crazy.
All right, what? And they practice.
And then she comes back with a second fascinating animal story.
Did you know 1,000 ants can take on a black widow?
I did not know that.
If the whole troop comes in, they start climbing on him, and then they eat him alive.
That's crazy. It takes that many.
I know.
Oh, shut up, Spadil.
Don't even.
What?
Well, yeah, they can carry a watermelon. I've seen in the cartoon.
I'm sorry. I just thought you'd be fascinated with some of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no? All right, fine.
No, Spadil's blown away.
Well, I'm just imagining it fighting them off, and I don't know. It's like a war, you know?
You know what's happening to me today? I'm having a real hard time like catching my breath, and I can't decide if I'm like getting bronchitis or if my jeans are too tight. But one or another, I don't know. I'm like having a really hard time getting oxygen today.
Well, maybe we'll figure this out by 10 o'clock. And if we get the answer, we'll do breaking news.
Well, I guess if I unbutton my pants, we'll know.
Yeah.
I want to play you some sad audio.
Oh,
okay.
No. Okay.
Sad. Folks. All right. There's a young man. He's 20 years old, and he left Austria. Is it Austria?
Australia.
To come to the U.S. He was playing, soccer over there. No, rugby over there.
God.
He's a kicker. He's a kicker. Okay. He went to the University of Nebraska to play football. This is going to be his first season. He just arrived last week on campus. And yesterday, the University of Nebraska, Cornhuskers, they held their press conference for the upcoming season.
Okay.
Kid gets up on the podium and loses it because he misses home so bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, poor feller.
Do you have the audio? Oh,
bless his heart.
Do you have the audio?
I do. Wait till you hear it. Okay. Shmadel, you've heard it.
Oh, it's sad.
It's sad. Really sad. He misses home. He misses mom.
Everybody. So what's it like being a first time you're away from them?
Yeah, that part's hard. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I love them a lot. I've got two little brothers and my mom and dad and I... Yeah, that's the tough part about being here. I love them a lot, and I miss them. But it's, I mean, they know this is what's best for me, and it's good. I can still talk to them plenty over the phone, and they're coming here to see the first few games, so I'm looking forward to that.
Poor little guy.
Oh, my God, that breaks my heart. Why doesn't somebody in Nebraska, like, say, hey, they can move here for this season?
No. You know? Put them up?
Yeah.
I got a feeling that after that press conference was over, that the head coach went and got him and pulled him to the side.
What?
Said, Bob, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't get up there and cry like that.
Yes, you can.
We're the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This is football. This is gridiron. You cannot get up there and just shed tears left and right because you miss your mommy.
He's all the way across the world.
Doesn't matter, Jamie.
I mean, they can't just go drive
up
and see him.
Buckle up for the ride, baby.
Oh, my God. This is
fun. He misses his parents, but he's in Nebraska of all places.
Yeah, there's nothing to do there. They have a Dairy Queen. That's it.
You guys would be terrible head coaches.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing to do in Nebraska. Seriously.
He's not crying because he's got nothing to do.
Well, I mean, if he was busier, then he wouldn't be missing his parents.
Football is busy.
Whatever. He's a
he
kicker.
He just kicks, yeah.
Yeah, he's a kicker. He doesn't have to learn plays.
He's the kicker.
Yeah, he just has to kick. There's no plays involved.
The guy just broke down,
oh,
man.
I feel bad for him.
He's 10,000 miles from home, yeah. And he broke down. I wonder if somebody will step in and fly his family here.
Well, he said they're already coming in for the first few games, is what he said. But I'm thinking like a Nebraska farmer that's got loads of money in a farmhouse, you know, and goes... You know, they can just come and live here and work on the farm a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Poor thing.
All right, Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So these orcas, they all get together and then they drown the blue whale.
Unbelievable.
Sink his blowhole. It's insane.
Who would have thought?
Right? Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, that was sad, that kid. I was thinking about him as I was walking from Australia to move to America. Yeah, things are different here. They are.
All right.
It's a whole different country.
I'm sorry. I'm so tough on the kid. So
gosh, so sad. All right. Here's the thing. Taylor Swift, I don't know if you've heard, she has a new album out. TS-12, let's go! Woo.
What's it called again?
It's called...
Something of a Dancing Girl or something?
Yeah, something about...
The Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at these two.
That was a trick question.
Fell
right for it.
Yeah, they did,
both of you
right?
Did.
Yeah, so Life of a Showgirl. I did think that Travis Kelce said one kind of a little bit cocky thing, just a little bit. They were asking him in the GQ article about their... his love for Taylor Swift and their love for each other. He said, listen to this. This is what he said. I don't know why I thought that was a little cocky. He said this, not her. Having a partner who understands the pressures of fame, you know, we both sell out stadiums. And it's deepened our connection.
No, you both don't.
Exactly.
No, the Kansas City Chiefs do, but not you, Travis. If you were out there by yourself, nobody would show up.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
He put himself in that same, like,
yes,
he's
like
that
he's,
big,
he's
mega
that
star.
Big of a megastar. Yeah.
I feel like those two just, like, they
they're
just,
egomaniacs? Yeah.
Maybe. And them together, they just like kind of pump each other's tires up.
You know what I think? Honestly, they're like, we're a powerhouse.
Yeah, like we are the modern day Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, like we're the it couple right now.
America's couple.
Yeah. Travis is going, you know, get on board. Get on. Taylor, we're the it couple. America's sweethearts.
Yep.
Really?
We're royalty. That's what Travis is telling Taylor. Taylor's like, oh my God, what? Yeah, he's telling her that. He's feeding her that. He's like, we're the royalty of the United States now.
Without a doubt, that's what they think.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, for him to say that.
Are they?
Kind of.
Okay.
Look how many people are talking about it.
I just thought that was the obvious question right now. Are they? Yeah, maybe.
And now he's on the cover of GQ, and he did a photo shoot, and I'm allowed to say it, okay? Because people go after women all the time. His belly's yucky. It's yucky. It's like he's that guy that can't get the 12-pack or the 6-pack or any kind of pack. And it's all like, it's smushy. And it's smushy and squishy.
He doesn't look like an NFL player.
Yeah.
No,
I'll just say that. I don't think he looks horrible, but he doesn't look like he's conditioned.
His arms look great. His arms look good. They look solid. Yeah. But his stomach is really, like, I just put my face in there and not breathe. Like, it's just smushy and gushy and hairy as hell. But, you know, and then some pictures he looks really hot, in my opinion. This is GQ shoot. And then some, it's like, you look dumb. He's like wearing a big hat and he has a big bag.
Have you guys put those pictures up yet?
No.
You should put them up.
Okay. Yeah, so people
put them up so people can see what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
He
has a gigantic. All right, so he's in a swamp.
Yeah.
Let me just tell
you. The swamp is kind of weird to me.
He's in a swamp. I know it's fashion, but he's in a swamp with waders on, like fly fishing waders on. He has a gigantic hat that looks like a lion on top of his head, and he has a purse that looks like a suitcase.
Yeah.
That's leather. I don't know. See how weird that would be if you had to see it.
What's in the suitcase?
You're right. Yeah. So anyway,
what is in the suitcase? Now that I think about it,
I have no
you're
idea.
In the middle of a swamp. Yes. What the hell could be in that suitcase?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that lunch?
Yeah, he brought his lunch.
Is that his lunchbox?
It's lunch for the Gators.
I don't get the construction vest. The road vest? Is that what that is? It looks like a road construction vest.
You know what it is?
He needs one of those signs that say stop on one side and slow on the other. Yeah.
I got it up. If you want to go look at it.
You got to go look at him.
He's going for the village people, all of them. He's just being the cop. I don't know. Yeah. So just look at it and see what you think.
I don't think it looks that bad. It's just that when they do these photo shoots, they just put you in a weird environment.
On purpose.
And I don't understand it.
Yeah. Somebody said his balls are in that suitcase, and Taylor carries them. That's kind of funny.
Well, that's not nice.
Not very nice.
Not very nice at all.
Yeah.
We'll just stop right there. That's just not very nice.
His stomach is just—it's
only 7:30.
His stomach is bothering me, AJ, real bad.
Right.
It's really bad. His stomach it reminds me of your stomach.
It does.
When you accidentally take off your top layer and you grab this bottom layer.
That's why I'm saying that he doesn't look that bad to me. Kind of reminds me of home.
Oh my God! It reminds me of home. Is
yeah, standing in the bathroom.
Oh my God. Kelly Clarkson bombshell. This is crazy. We talked about it earlier. Kelly Clarkson's late ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, had a loving partner at the time of his death. And guess who it was? It was her ex-assistant, her former personal assistant.
I'm dying to know if she knew.
I know.
Because, man, you're talking about a punch in the gut at the funeral.
Right?
Yeah. Whoa.
Brittany Marie Jones and that guy, they were quietly building a new life with her in Montana, and nobody knew. I mean, Kelly probably did.
Because
you drop off your kids with them. You're like, hey, aren't you my personal assistant?
Yeah.
You bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
she looks
kids.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah,
she's pretty attractive.
She is cute. Anyway. Cute. Yeah. So that's the big scandal. Let's see here. There's just so much, Taylor. I'm just so excited. What if they are getting married and that Easter egg on the shelf just told us that they're totally getting married? What was the Easter egg about?
It was about that paradise, that wedding venue in Mexico.
Casa Wabi?
Casa Wabi. Yeah. So there's a book, you guys, in the background of the podcast, and it says Casa Wabi, and that's a super secret place that celebrities get married.
I had no idea.
Do you think they're already married, or do you think that they're trying to allude that that's where they're going to get married?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they did that whole photo shoot, too, where they were, like, hiding her hand and stuff, so everyone thinks that she was hiding in, a ring.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think they're engaged. I don't think they're married.
Jeepers, creepers. Can I go home? Can I just take the day
what?
Off?
What? I'm just saying. There's
until
just...
this podcast is over tonight. Can I just go home?
It's gonna... Wait until tomorrow.
I just want to.
Yeah, true story.
The headlines are going to be
all my God,
over the
it's going to be crazy.
Going to have 50 different pieces of audio.
Actually, that's the only thing that anyone's going to be talking about is that podcast.
Now, do we think that she's going to purposely put Easter eggs, the word you hate?
I hate that term.
I know you do. In the podcast, they're going to have certain things planned. Like
1,000%.
Certain lines that they...
I'm assuming... Well, isn't it already recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already in the can, right?
Right, but did they plan on her saying, like, oh, Casa Wabi, what?
She's got a Casa Wabi sweatshirt or something, you know, like she's been there.
Yeah, something like that.
A beach bag?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see tomorrow. But yeah, if you're already sick of it right now, BJ, you just wait till tomorrow because it's going to, first of all, here's what the headline's going to be. YouTube crashes.
100%.
Yeah, so that's going to be the first thing.
Just expect it. Like, it's not even, you're not going to be able to watch it on YouTube for an hour.
Yeah, it's going to crash. They're going to be like, oh my God, biggest downloads ever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
YouTube might be the only platform that can handle it, actually.
Yeah, they are the largest streaming in the
huge.
World. Yeah.
So they might be able to handle it, but you're going to have millions upon millions. It's today at 5? Right.
5 our time. Time.
What
our
was
time,
that?
5 o'clock. Well, I couldn't remember what time it was.
Bless your heart.
5, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Did you know that bless your heart used to be a term of endearment and now it's a slam?
I don't like that either. I don't like that it's changed. Who changes things like that?
I've only ever known it as a slam. It's supposed to be like a subtle, like,
no,
you know,
it's not.
Yeah.
That's not what it was. That's not what the way it was meant at all when I was growing up.
Back,
no.
Back at Little House on the Prairie days.
Yeah, my days. Middle Tennessee man.
Yeah, like if somebody went to the hospital or wherever, they'd be like, bless her heart.
Yeah,
you know,
I hope
like,
she gets to feeling better. Bless her heart.
No, nowadays, if it's someone's annoying you or they're just like angry about nothing, you're just like, bless your heart.
Well, it's kind of sarcasm too. Like, yeah. I've said it to you guys when you're annoying me.
And it's kind of like when you say, you know, I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
I've always thought you meant it. I didn't realize I was annoying you.
All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
I'll pray for you as a slam?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a God. How many times have I been told that? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, well. I already wrapped it up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, let me start a little tune here for us then, okay? How about this one? Little Sabrina Carpenter. BJ, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Beware, the kiddos are out this morning because a lot of schools are starting today and will continue to start over the next several days and weeks. So just watch out. The kiddos are walking.
And good news on next doors, everybody's already bitching about school. So
what do you mean?
Teachers, the county, the districts, all that. So it's already starting.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen
long.
It.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. They're all upset. It's only been one day.
I know.
How could they do that much wrong in one day? That much damage?
I don't know. I guess somebody was asked to sign a thing that said the school isn't liable for anything or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Can I ask you a question as a dad?
I'm the dad.
Okay, you're the mom. Okay. Yeah. But I'm having this conversation with my wife, and maybe Texnado can help me too. First day of school.
Yep.
Last year, he was going into the first grade. Big deal. Okay.
Right.
I took the day off, if you remember. I took the morning off. I think I came in after that. I don't remember. They want me to take the day off this year going into the second grade.
I think you should.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I mean,
I think first grade is, you know, we went there, we met the mascot.
I did it because I didn't want the nanny to be the one taking him for the first day of school. So that's why I always took the day off. If you remember, I did for a while.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't feel right that a nanny, you know, because he didn't have his dad, so it didn't feel right that a nanny did it.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Does it make a difference that she's taking the day off? She's going to be there. There's no need for me to be there. It's the way I kind of see
it. That's how my son's dad thought of it.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's the second grade. First grade's a big deal. Mm-hmm. All right, that's your first grade, first day. I get it. Graduations, all that stuff, I get it. But I don't know, the second grade, is it really that big a deal?
I would think if you had a nanny, it would be. And you,
yeah, that would be different if no parent was there at all.
Right.
But with her going, I'm thinking, you know, come to work.
I don't think the kid thinks about it as much as we do. You know what I mean? Like,
I think parents obsess over it way more than the kids.
Yeah, because the kid just basically, I remember, like, I think it was third grade. He literally didn't even care. He's like, you didn't have to. He said this to me. Michelle could have just taken me, Mom. That's his nanny.
Yeah.
He's like, she could have. Why'd you come home? And didn't even have to.
Why'd you take the day off?
You know, and Frog has never asked at all.
Right.
He hasn't asked me over the past several days. Say, Dad, are you going to come?
Yeah.
It's all Mom.
I think it's our ceremony more than it is theirs, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. Texanino, if you've got the answer there, there is no right answer, I guess, but if you do have a suggestion. But, yeah, I'm kind of being... You know, called for it.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of like, hey, you know, this is a big deal. You need to take the day off. And I'm like, I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, again, it's just for us. The kid literally, I mean, he literally just took his sandwich and left.
Yeah.
You know, he took his.
Like you said, if one of the parents is there, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as one of them.
Look,
there.
If his first day were tomorrow. Knowing that we would come in here and talk all Taylor Swift, I'd take that day off. So.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.